off it. I don't want you spilling on yourself. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
Yes,
I'm left.
I'll never forget.
95 degrees. 2/3. 2/3 that movie.
I failed to mention that we lost a good senator in the General Assembly, Senator Vaughn. We buried today. And I'm sure the family would appreciate your thoughts and prayers as they go through today. Mr. Godwin and Mr. Rogers and I went to the viewing last night, and certainly a long line, but I'm sure they'll need our thoughts and prayers in the days to come. You've all got a copy of the agenda. Any additions or corrections?
No changes.
No changes, okay.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We have a thank you note from the Delaware Housing Coalition thanking council for participating in the Sussex Housing Forum panel last Wednesday night. A letter from El Centro Cultural Inc. Thanking council for being a sponsor of the recent festival Hispano that was held in Millsburg. That's all the correspondence.
We'll jump back up to the minutes. Approval of the minutes of September the 18th. Any additions or corrections? Need a motion to approve the 18th?
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes of September the 18th as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Minutes of September the 25th. Any additions or corrections?
Move.
Again, motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes of September the 25th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
First item we have on the agenda today is regarding Sussex Conservation District grants, and with us today we have Ms. Debbie Absher, Mr. Rich Kirchner, and Debbie Hastings from the Conservation District. And what we've done is we've budgeted $75,000 for tax ditch maintenance for the Conservation District, and for the fourth year in a row, the state is providing an additional $100,000 to the Conservation District if the county matches that $100,000. These funds are to be used for tax ditch related projects, and for the fourth year, again, we are recommending matching the state's additional $100,000 grant with a $100,000 grant from the county. And the $100,000, as in the past, can be transferred from the general fund contingency account. In addition to the $75,000 and possibly this $100,000, the county budgets $53,595 for salary costs to help with conservation district costs. So if there aren't any questions, I am recommending that the county council approve the additional $100,000 grant, which again is in addition to the $75,000 grant in the budget, and I have a motion to that effect. The motion would be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a $100,000 matching grant to the Sussex Conservation District for tax ditch related projects, which is in addition to the $75,000 grant included in the fiscal 2008 budget.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones. That was just read by Mr. Baker. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Debbie, would you like to come up, make any comments you'd like to make? Or?
Yes, first I'd like to send my regrets for Mr. Vanderwin, our chairman of the board. He usually likes to be here today, but because of the timing of the year and the farming, he's pretty busy at this time. But I would like to take this opportunity to thank the county council for being a big supporter of the conservation district programs over the years. With these funds, the district helps maintain nearly 1,400 miles of tax ditches, which drains over 59 or around 59% of the county. This has been an extremely dry year this year with the drought. However, and most people probably wouldn't notice if the ditches were working properly or not, but in a wet year, they would notice. And it's imperative that we keep them properly maintained to avoid flooding and property damage. The funds that you're going to present us today will help support the tax ditch organizations by providing them funding to help match their portion of the cost to maintain the ditches. So on behalf of the tax ditch organizations and the district, I want to thank you all for your generosity.
Thank you. I'll ask Mr. Jones to present. I think he's got a real check there.
You want to do the big one for the...
And we have a big one, too.
They're all supposed to have a big one. Got a big one. Come on.
Okay, all five. Let's go.
How long are you?
Mr. Rogers.
Got good shoes on.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get everybody in there.
Some on this side, some on the other side here.
We'll do this. Debbie, on behalf of the council, you know, it's always a privilege. And even though I don't make all the meetings, I do try to be there. And it certainly, you know, I do realize the issues that we do have out there. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You
want to
look at Big Wood?
Did he make any meetings?
Yeah, he made them.
I get extra for that, George.
Come on, everybody.
I don't want to get too close to
Pennsylvania
lightning.
Or something.
Lightning.
Maryland. Yeah.
Good to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rich, make sure she gives you that.
There you go.
The next item on the agenda is discussion and possible introduction of a proposed ordinance regarding the moderately priced housing unit program, and I have a copy. This is the same as what was discussed last week.
I got my copy.
I got mine.
Got your copy? Okay.
Why don't you just go through the changes? Yeah, just the changes. We don't need to go through the whole thing again.
Well, the changes that I made in this proposed ordinance were the changes that were proposed by the working group. And since you adopted the original ordinance, the working group headed up by Bill has had an ongoing dialogue about any changes that might be needed before this actually, the rubber hits the road on this program. So that's what these changes represent. On page one, it's striking out a G and then the renumbering or relettering the other paragraph below it as G. On page two, there in A and B, it's changing from county council to county administrator. The idea here was thinking that it would be easier for Mr. Baker to make some of these decisions as opposed to bringing everything to council. On qualifying land, obviously Mr. Baker would still have the option to bring things to council if he wished to do that or felt that he should. On qualifying land, we've just expanded the definition there. to include land that is designated on a town's comprehensive plan as lying within the town's growth and future annexation area. Obviously, town centers is one of the areas where this program is available, and the working group felt it should be expanded to include those areas that are adjacent to a town center and proposed for in their future annexation area. In 72-6, it was just allowing the county administrator to make changes in the eligibility requirements that might be recommended by Bill's department. In 72-7, it was just striking out fee waivers and adding in that the project basically that signs comes under this program and signs an MPHU agreement will be allowed to utilize a density permitted by the zoning district, provided it will not exceed at the maximum 12 units per acre.
So that, does that mean we're not giving fee waivers anymore?
Yes. It's not saying that you have to give 12 units per acre. It's just saying you won't exceed that.
But also on the fee where we were waiving fees.
That's being taken out.
Okay, right. That's what I'm asking. Okay.
And J.
That's good.
And J, what the working group wanted to do there was just say that they wanted to make sure these units were integrated. They're saying that the units won't be substantially different in appearance when they're part of a phased development. There is a proportionate number or percentage would be placed within each phase and or within each housing type, so you don't have them looking different and segregated to one area of a development or saved until the last phase to be constructed. In K, the idea there, the working group believed that there may be some applicants that might need to borrow some money on a second mortgage to help pay some of their closing costs. And that's the reason for that addition. The other, in 7210, it's just changing from council to administrator. Over in 7214, the reason that that was added was to basically assure that anyone coming under this program would execute a standard set of documents. There was some concern that we might have a developer saying, well, my attorney will prepare the documents, and every set of documents you might get might be different. So we wanted to develop a standard set of documents and require all the people, all the applicants who participate in this program to sign the same set of documents to assure compliance and consistency. And then 7215 basically just says that gives the county administrator the right to promulgate rules and regulations and approve various agreements and documents necessary to administer the program. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I realize that this was pretty fully discussed last week.
Right. What happened, Jim? What happened to, or Dale, or somebody tell me, or David? We were talking about the 180-day and the 90-day situation. Is that it? Is that in another document?
Well, we're not changing that.
That's not the ordinance.
Right. This is just the only sections you see here are those that are proposed to be changed.
All right. So that other was another document.
Right.
It's existing ordinance.
That's
in the existing ordinance. We didn't propose to change that at this time. But these were the recommendations from the advisory group.
Okay, so this is—it's the same ordinance or it's a different ordinance? We have two ordinances addressing
we have one ordinance for MPHUs. The sole purpose of this document is to make changes in those sections that the working group felt needed to be changed.
I'll introduce it, Mr. President.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Jones introduced it. Administrator's report.
The first item we have regarding the administrator's report is Recorder Deeds Research Area Temporary Closing. And attached is a copy of a memo from John Brady, County Recorder Deeds, regarding closing the research area of the Recorder Deeds office on this coming Friday, October 19th, as well as October 20th and 21st. The research area will reopen by Monday, October 22nd at 8 a.m. The Recorder Deeds Office is making changes to provide additional space for title searchers in the research area. Various books and documents will be moved on Friday and Saturday, and additional tables will be installed, as well as additional computer equipment for usage by title searchers. The next item is attached is a copy of the August 2007 Delaware State Police report for the county. As noted, 4,788 complaints were handled, 1,362 criminal arrests were made, and 4,095 traffic arrests were made. And then finally, the engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance for the following projects. Ashley Manor Phase 2 was granted beneficial acceptance October 5th. Developer is Beezer Homes. Project is located on Route 20, north of Route 54 in the Fenwick Sewer District, consisting of 39 townhouses and one community building. And then another project, Hawkseye Subdivision Phase 1A, was granted beneficial acceptance October 12th. Developer is LT Associates, and the project is located on Gillsneck Road in the West Rehoboth Sewer District near Lewis, consisting of 55 single-family lots. Included is a fact sheet on each of the projects. Thank you.
Ms. Tricken?
I have one quick item. One of our T-hanger tenants, Earl Waller, has moved his aircraft to another airport and wants to terminate his lease for the T-hanger. Unfortunately, there's no mechanism in the current lease that allows us to do that without me coming here and getting your permission. We're fixing that problem.
Thank you.
I have a motion unless you have any questions.
Move. Good.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the termination of the existing lease agreement with Earl Waller for T-hanger number 2, 21385 Rudder Lane at the Sussex County Airport.
So move, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion from Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers. That was just read by Mr. Hicken. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Anybody taking place for Mr. Eichmann?
I spoke to him last night, and he intended to be here.
Okay. Mr. Izzo. We'll go to you, Mr. Izzo. We'll come back to him.
He's doing something with those babies.
Yeah.
Twins kept him up. He must
have been counting votes still.
Mike, do you allow your employees to bring their children to school? Is there a daycare up there anywhere?
Maybe that would probably be a good thing to do.
That's probably where he is.
Must be. Anyway, I'll go ahead and take care of my business. It's in regards to the South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District. This is the sewer district project which serves the Shadydale Park development as well as Queen Acres. The construction went very well. I have two proposed change orders. Both change orders are credit change orders. Change order number one, change order number four is in regards to the asphalt index. This is something that we work with some of the local contractors, and on bid day we cite the value of asphalt on that day, and sometimes it takes a year and a half before the pavement's actually put down and the price of asphalt fluctuates over that time. In this case, the price of asphalt was higher on bid day than the time that the asphalt was actually put down. So that resulted in a credit change order in the amount of $14,681. And then the second change order number five, balanced the quantities across the project. And that resulted in a credit change order of $78,479. So I have a motion that I can read regarding the change orders, and then after that I have one for substantial completion as well. If there aren't any questions, I'll read it. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant Whitman Reckwart and Associates LLP that the change orders numbers 4 and 5 for Sussex County Contract 06-02, Sussex County, South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District with Edward McGinn General Contractors Incorporated decreases the contract by the credit amount of $93,161.39, which allows for a final contract total of $4,690,758.55 and that's contingent upon the receipt of approval from the State of Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Rogers, to approve it. The motion that was just read, Mr. Izzo. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
And as I mentioned, we would also like to grant substantial completion to the contractor, Edward McGinn, and I have a motion I can read for that.
Please do.
Being moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective August 30, 2007 for Sussex County contract number 06-02, South Ocean View Sanitary Sewer District to Edward McGinn General Contractors Incorporated, and the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion that was just read by Mr. Izzo. Any questions on the motion being none? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. Mr. Ashman.
To give you the summary from the public hearing on the captain's grant possible extension. On September 18, 2007, Sussex County Engineering Department appeared before council for permission to prepare and post notices for the captain's grant expansion. On October 3rd, we sent letters to all property owners in the captain's grant community informing them of a date, time, and location of the public hearing. On October 11th, the Sussex County Engineering Department held the public hearing at Indian River Fire Hall in Oak Orchard. We presented a PowerPoint presentation showing the proposed boundary and infrastructure layout. We also presented estimated costs and explained the rate structure. 92 residents from Captain's Grant were in attendance, and there was a letter delivered to the public hearing from the Board of Directors in support of the boundary extension. Those present wished to see a show of hands from the audience as to their interest, and before closing the hearing, Russell Archett asked for a show of hands for and against being included in the district. There was an overwhelming majority show of hands in favor and possibly 8 to 10 people showing as opposed. At that point in time, Mr. Archett closed the public hearing. And based on our results from the what we saw at the public hearing held on October 11th and written comments received by Sussex County's Engineering Department, it is our recommendation that the boundaries of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District be extended to include the subdivision known as Captain's Grant. Any questions?
Nope. First time.
Nope.
Mr. Griffin has a resolution, if we could act on that today, I believe.
Wish me read the resolution.
Please.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, OOSSD, to include parcels of land in the community of Captain's Grant located north of Oak Orchard Road, State of Delaware Route 5, being situated in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Rogers to approve the resolution just read by Mr. Griffin. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Thank you. Grant requests. Susan Webb.
Only one grant today for the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I would like to continue helping with their efforts. They're building a new building and
their ice house.
At the entrance to Rehoboth, the old ice house, as Mr. Jones, I think, just mentioned. And it's gone along really well. Anyway, I'd like to give $5,000 from my community reinvestment to help with the Rehoboth Historical Society.
I have a motion from Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from his community investment reinvestment for the Rehoboth Beach Museum to the Historical Society. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried. Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
Three letters, right?
10:30. Don't hang
it. What do I do now?
First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 472 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, Hundred, Suffolk County, containing 185.56 acres. It's CU 1772 on behalf of LT Associates, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, Hundred, Sussex County, containing 68.3 acres, more or less. That's again the same applicant, LT Associates, and this land lies adjacent to the 185 you just introduced.
I'll introduce that one.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B-1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, Hundred, Sussex County, containing 1 acre. That's CZ 1631, Garrett.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, containing 13.64 acres, more or less. CZ 1632, Pelican Landing, Route 24, LLC.
There it is.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a convenience store with gas pumps and a car wash to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek, Hundred, Sussex County, containing 4.047 acres, more or less. At CU 1773, Davis, Bowen, and Friedel.
No, there it is.
That's all the ordinances for introduction.
Thank you. Additional business?
Mr. Duke, yeah, we got some time here. I got something if nobody in the audience is coming forward.
Yes, sir. Mr.
Just in reference to what we just heard, we've talked about this before, but it just keeps popping up, and we're also going to be discussing this clean hands ordinance here shortly. And but we hear these names like LT Associates, and we hear RT or Route 24 LLC. We have no idea who these individuals are, and whether you know what their standing is with county government and things like that. And I know other jurisdictions, especially Newcastle County, and I think Kent County both, on their application list who the principals are of these vague names that we get. Is it any possibility, gentlemen, that we can direct the Planning and Zoning Department just to start requesting on our applications the names of who it is?
The application form is not statutorily mandated, so they can adjust that to
request that.
LT is one that got beneficial approval. That's the Lingo Townsend group.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the general public, sometimes we don't know. I mean, I knew who LT, but I'm just saying, I think it is would be appropriate to list who the principals are of these of what's happening in front of us. I mean, it's good government to...
That'd be just a question of planning and zoning, amending their application.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Can we get a consensus maybe to direct Mr. Baker to tell planning and zoning to change it? We have talked about this many, many times over the years. It just makes for good government.
My own question, Mr. Cole, if you knew who the people were, would that enable you to make a more intelligent decision?
No.
Decisions are land use and not who the applicant is.
That's not the issue. It's just it's nice to know who is asking for the change, Dale.
I understand, but it's a land use, and it's not based on the individual, really. That's how your decision should be made.
Well, I mean, we're discussing also this clean hands. There are people who've maybe had a history of pushing the envelope here in Sussex County, maybe sometimes avoiding things, not paying certain things, et cetera, et cetera. I just think it's nice to know, and for some reason, most jurisdictions that I've ever heard of, you know, request the names of, like, instead of just being able to accept something from LT Associates. I think we need to have some names and addresses where, you know, if they're coming from, where they're coming from, who they are. And I just think it's good. It just makes for good, open government. Nothing to hide. If they've got nothing to hide, I got nothing to hide. And we still have to base our decisions and give reasons based on, like you just said, the land use issue. So
right.
I don't know. If there's anybody else has any concerns about it, please share them.
I have a big hang up either way, but I'd like to say I think.
But would you support?
Yeah, be careful how you know, what you base your decision on. Is it because you don't like the guy? Because you've had a business dealings with him, and you know what?
Dale, many times,
how's that going to help you?
Many times I've seen councilmen discuss actually when individuals come up, and we know who it is. Certain things. I don't think anything will change. I'm just thinking that it is appropriate, and I think it just makes for open government and better government if we know who these individuals are that are making these applications and where they come from.
Okay.
Is there anybody else have any? I mean, I'd like to get a consensus today, if you could, Mr. Dukes.
Mr. Phillips, you got an opinion?
Mr. Griffin, if we do adopt some type of clean hands ordinance and we are now going to be withholding certain permits, if individuals or companies are in arrears, is there any necessity to have greater disclosure on our form so that we can properly identify the entity that is applying as it would relate to the ordinance we're considering? In other words, ABC Corporation comes in for building permits, and Johnny Smith is actually the president of ABC Corporation. Johnny Smith has not paid taxes on 10 properties for the last 5 years. That would be a case if we were to pass a clean hands ordinance that Johnny Smith shouldn't be able to apply, I assume, for a permit.
Maybe not
over
as
here
individual.
Under ABC Corporation. Is there any legal reason that we should be considering greater disclosure on applications?
Let me ask you, Mr. Phillips. He can answer, but let me ask just to clarify that. If John Smith or John Doe is in arrears, how would you know if they just sign an application at Planning Zoning that he is one of the principals of LT Associates?
That was my question.
I mean, that's how you find out, by them disclosing it, right?
Let's let the attorney.
Right, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to.
Thank you for repeating my question.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to make it.
Okay. Mr. Griffin, can you answer that?
Well, I guess if the application for the rezoning or the conditional use is made in the name of the actual landowner, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's made in the name of an agent, a surveying company. But if we required the application to be made and advertised in the name of the actual landowner, and that person were not current, they would have to bring it current before they could proceed with their application.
With that said, I guess I wouldn't necessarily move to have a consensus on this request until after we've done something with this clean hands, because that's the only case where I could see its benefit. I agree with Mr. Duke. You create the opportunity for prejudicial treatment or preferential treatment in some cases if the application is, you know, in an individual's name that somebody has a grudge against. We shouldn't be considering that. We should be considering its land use.
And at the stage where ordinances are introduced, it really isn't a matter of who they are.
Right.
I mean, once it comes down to hearing, the principals usually show up and we know who they are.
Right.
Well,
Roger, you got an opinion, Mr. Rogers?
No, the
the thing that Mr. Cole wants to make it bring up forth is that basically the only thing it would tell me is that if I knew who the LLC principals were that were coming forth in an application, if I knew the names, if there's a whole conglomerate of them, I may have a conflict with one of them, and I know who it was. Normally, I look into the case before we get here, so I do know. Normally, you hear, if it's a big application, you normally know before you get here anyway. But
how do you find that information?
Well, I ask zoning. I ask Lawrence sometimes who's involved in it, and then it goes from one person to the other, and I call people up and ask them.
Well, the issue of a conflict may be that's certainly that's a helpful reason to know.
Well, exactly right.
More than whether or not you approve it because of who they are or who they aren't.
That's the only reason you couldn't participate, basically. That brings it to light.
Well, gentlemen, it makes for just better government. If you want better government in Sussex County, expose things, disclose. That's how you do it.
Mr. Jones' opinion? Honest.
I think we better wait to the public hearing because if this doesn't pass, what good is it? I mean, let's get one job done before we start to the next thing, and then we can take, because one's a policy and one's got to be voted on and have a public hearing. And that way, maybe we can hear some testimony from the planning zoning office or assessment or something, if this would be a good thing or a bad thing.
Without taking a vote, it's not on the agenda, so we can't, vote on it. But it sounds like to me the consensus is wait till after we do the clean hands and then we'll address it at that time. Okay, we'll recess till 11 o'clock. By the time we have a public hearing.
Pat Dancer on that one.
I'm sorry. Yes, sir? About what? No, sir. It's not on the agenda.
Additional business.
It's even though I agree with what the gentleman is saying, not even under old or new business?
I asked for additional business. You didn't come forward.
Because I want to speak about
We stand in recess.
I feel it now. I live in Cedar Creek 100, and I demand to be heard on this because I am...
I asked for additional business, and you didn't come forward.
I did not hear it.
Well, it's not my fault. You're sitting there.
No, I'm looking at you, and I'm trying to go your bantering back and forth that you did not say anyone in the public has anything to say.
It wasn't a public hearing.
I feel I have...
It's not a public hearing.
I feel I have a right to say something.
Well, you
can... Because it's a district that I live in. I want to know what's going on.
Well, fine. You can call Mr. Lank and ask him.
No, I have a right to speak. I have a right to speak.
I asked for additional business and you didn't come forward.
I didn't hear it. That's why I raised my hand because I didn't hear it. I have a little hearing
problem. I perfectly said you can listen to the tape. I said additional business and nobody said anything.
I'm listening to what Mr. Cole is saying, what the attorney is saying, and I feel you are not giving me the right to speak. What I want to say.
You're correct, because it's not on the agenda. It's not a public hearing.
Yeah, I think that you're trying to put it off because maybe you are hiding something.
You can talk during the ordinance we have, the clean hands ordinance.
Right now I think you're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything.
No, what am I not to hide? Let me speak? Why don't you let me speak?
Speak if you want to speak. I'm leaving. I'm not
leaving. Yeah, I know you're leaving. You always do that.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's my opinion.
Well, that's your opinion. That's
fine.
Yeah,
I know. Doesn't a public opinion count for anything? No. Now you want to skedaddle.
I asked you additional business, sir, and you didn't come forward.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say it again.
Listen to the tape. It's on the tape. You can go listen to it.
I did not hear you, and I asked to be heard.
I'm sorry. You should sit there and pay attention.
I was refused.
Just about. We're in recess.
Sorry about your luck.
Jeez.
Yeah, lots of luck.